This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, moderation in thoughts. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of moderation in thoughts in the Islamic lifestyle. When we look at the Islamic teachings, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything with moderation on the basis of justice. And therefore, we must also follow the path of justice and be moderate in our lives. Therefore, one of the things and the first and foremost thing which we can do in order to have this moderation in our life is to have moderation in our thoughts. We should have our thoughts in line with the teachings of the Islam, in line with the teachings of the Quran. And therefore, when we observe the halal and haram, and we control our thoughts in a way that it does not exceed the limits, we can have a life with moderation. And therefore, we see that Amirul Mu'mineen has said, "Man fakkara qabla al-amali kathura sawabahu." The one who thinks before practicing, he has exceeded his thawab, he has exceeded his rewards. Why? Because the rewards are given for a person who thinks before practicing, practicing something or practically performing something. Similarly, we have the saying that think before you speak. And this is also one of the ways of bringing this moderation in our life, that when we think about what we are about to say, when we think about what we're going to do, if the thing that I'm performing, I need to think that this practice that I'm going to do, this action that I'm going to perform, is it in line with the teachings of Quran and Ahlul Bayt? Is it in line with the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is it not? If it will result the anger of Allah, then I need to avoid such thing, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of moderation in thoughts in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that we need to think before we speak. We need to think before we practice, as it has been said in the Islamic teachings, and it has been emphasized by Amirul Mu'mineen as well, that a person who performs actions by thinking about them, and he does not perform anything without having thoughts about that, without thinking about it, without thinking about the consequences which he's going to have, then obviously he is following the moderate way. We know that sometimes we perform the things with ignorance. We should not do that. Sometimes we perform things without thinking about the consequences, and then we have the bad results. And later when we sit and we say, we think that if I could have thought before it, if I knew the consequences, or maybe if I have discussed this with the others, whether to perform or not, I wouldn't have do this or such thing, and I wouldn't be in such a situation. Therefore, Islam teaches us that a Muslim, if he wants to have this moderate life, he is the one who thinks before practicing. He is the one who basically spends more time in thinking. About Allama Tabatabai, it is said that because he wrote the Tafsir al-Mizan, the exegesis of the Quran on 20 volumes, he used to spend most of his time in thinking. We can see there were many, many Islamic scholars who used to spend their life in most of the time of the day in thinking. And this thinking was something which was taking them towards the perfection. Because, you know, when we think about why am I living a Muslim life? Why I'm praying? Why I'm doing this? All these answers are given there. And when we think on the and ponder on the verses of the Quran, we find the reality. And that's why Quran also says in many times, أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Don't you ponder, which means that Allah is calling us towards pondering before actions. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.